is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Friday, April 19th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now from the road is Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. She is candidate for the U.S. Senate Republican primary race coming up on August 6th. Good morning, Sherry. Welcome on into the show.
Good morning, Trucker. How are you?
Where are you at?
I'm in Grand Rapids, and after my Grand Rapids events, I'll be going up to Birch Run to Freddy Fridays and doing a event up there, and I'll be the speaker there.
Excellent. Where were you last night?
I was in Ottawa at their Lincoln Day dinner and the debate. And the debate housed Rebecca Coran, Glenn Wilson, and myself, the trifecta of Mike Roberts, Rogers, and Peter Myers and Justin Amash just don't show up any of these debates because they're afraid to debate.
Unbelievable. And Ottawa is a pretty big crowd. How many people were there?
Oh, I'd say a couple hundred people. Justin Barkley was the MC for part of it, and he gave an inspirational message. And it was just, all of it was fantastic.
Yeah, they put on a good show down there, and they have actually, that entire county commissioner's board has been replaced with Patriots. I believe they're called Impact Ottawa, and Joe Muir and those guys, they did a fantastic job taking over that county board and running the Republican Party the right way, in my opinion.
I think they're doing a fantastic job, and there's a lot of counties that are doing similar things, Trucker, and just saying, you know what, we the people need to take our county back, we need to take our party back, and they're doing a rocking job. They're just doing a fantastic job. And it was good to see their encouragement and good to see their action. There's just not a lot of talk, there's a lot of action and doing some things.
Yes, absolutely. Stepping up, running for office, getting them elected, and then making some major changes. I want to ask you this question. We've got a deadline coming up here Tuesday at 4 p.m., and I'm on the Secretary of State Bureau of Elections website. And when I look at the U.S. Senate race, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, Republican, is the only one that's turned in her signatures so far. What are you hearing out there on the campaign trail?
Well, that is going to be the defining moment. People are still scurrying to get their signatures. I was the first, as you said, candidate, and right now the only candidate. We turned in 27,542. That day was an electrifying day. We did it March the 25th. There have been some candidates that have dropped off because they were unable to get their signatures. So that platform is certainly thinning. I'm looking very much forward to seeing what next Tuesday holds, and then the real race will begin.
Game on, as they say.
Yes, sir. Game on.
Yep. Now, one other last question, because I know you're heading into a meeting here. We'll try to have you stay on through the break and get as much into the next segment as possible. But where are you going after today? What kind of events what do you have on your calendar? I know it's on your website, DocSherry2024.com, but top of mind, you know, what are you doing this weekend?
So this weekend we're going to Jackson for the Blessing of the Bikes motorcycle group. Londa has, from Bikers for Trump, has endorsed me. So Bikers for Trump have endorsed me. Tim Walberg was going to be the speaker. He's not able to be. So I've been asked to certainly partake in that. And then we're going to do a pro-America rally, because what's happening in the Dearborn area with death to America is unacceptable. We need life to America, not death to America. So then next week we've got another Lincoln Day dinner and another debate after that.
Very good. Sherry, can you stay on through the break real quick?
Yes, I can.
3 minutes. We'll be back with Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
My name is Todd Spalliver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalliver, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalliver for state rep.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Welcome back into the show. Second segment, staying on through the break, is Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. She's out on the campaign trail traversing the state of Michigan. Sherry, again, I keep asking you this because it's pertinent to races at the local level. What's the number one, number two thing you're hearing from the folks as you crisscross the state of Michigan?
That they're tired of recycled politicians. They're ready for a fresh breath. The most important thing to them is the border. I'm the one that's got the border plan to close the border. I'm the one that's gotten the Homan endorsement. Also inflation. The young people are afraid they're never going to even open a home in the American dream, buy a home, own a home. And the American dream is being shattered right before us.
Now, this issue, I'm sure, is being talked about when you're at these events, these forums, these candidate discussions. When you talk about being on the border, having been there, actually seen it, of the people, the candidates that are actually showing up, how many of them have been able to make the same statement?
None.
Not one.
No.
Yeah. And I know for a fact Justin Amash hasn't been there. I doubt if Peter Meyer's been there. And I haven't seen any press coverage or Mike Rogers from the border. But yet at the same time, they want to talk about something they haven't even seen. How can you possibly do that if you haven't witnessed it like you did for, what, a week, 10 days down there with your own eyes?
Drucker, you know what? Talking points are empty points unless you experience. Talking points are just a platform and say what the people want to say. I can tell you. I've got pictures. I've got photos. I've got the understanding of what's going on the border and just how evil it is. And I don't understand how any of them can talk with any legitimacy and credibility when they haven't experienced. They're jumping on bandwagon and doing what they think the people want to hear. How about doing what the people need to have done?
Well, and the other thing that really kind of, you know, puts a explanation point on it, you actually got Tom Homan's endorsement down there on the border, the former, I believe, was it ICE or Border Patrol that he was chair of?
He was head of ICE when Trump was in office. And yes, and Tom Homan, when I asked him, I said, Tom, I said, I put together a border plan. I said, I'd love to get your opinion on it. And he looked at me and said, send it to me. If I like it, I'll endorse you. If I don't, I'll educate you. And Trucker, he's done both. We walked through it together, and he had some good points that I added to it, and I just tweaked my plan. But he said, you got a good plan. You got a good understanding.
And he endorsed you.
Oh, he endorsed me, and he said, I endorsed you because you're the only one that could do this. And then he said, Randy, go kick butt.
You didn't say butt, but we'll leave it for radio. I got it. I appreciate that. No FCC fine because of Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. I appreciate that. Hey, one last question. I want to let you go because I know you're heading into a meeting. What do you need people to do?
Trucker, we need money to donate. We certainly need the prayers, and we need volunteers. Get on my website, DocSherry2024.com. Offer to volunteer. We need your voice. Truck, I've been in 72 counties, not 83, but 72. But I can't be in all 72 counties at once. I need the ground game to get engaged.
Absolutely. Word of mouth, have people learn about you and be able to tell their friends, family, coworkers, people they go to church with this Sunday. Let them know that this filing deadline coming Tuesday, before we get to talk to you again, is going to be a defining moment and could absolutely shift and change this entire race.
Oh, we will change the entire race.
Unbelievable. Well, listen, we appreciate your time. We're going to let you go because I know you got to get into that meeting. Drive safe, stay safe, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, Trucker. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Again, that's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell checking in from the road. She's going into a meeting at 11:30 that she needed to prep for and park her car and be able to go in and set up things. So we wanted to let her go this morning and let her get into that meeting at 11:30. One other thing I do want to mention, Doc, D-O-C, Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y, 2024.com. People are telling people. And just like what Vicky and I experienced yesterday, and this is amazing to me, we ordered 5,000 business cards for her campaign, and they came in boxes of 250, so we got 20 boxes of 250 cards per box, 5,000 of them, and I looked at the inventory during the break, and I said, oh my gosh, five boxes are gone. you know, we've already gone through 1,250 cards, and I mean, people are taking them. We went to the Antrim County Republican Party meeting on Tuesday. One person took an entire box themselves. So, yeah, they're out there, and it was really funny as we started the larger commercial signs on the east side of Antrim County. We started right up at the top, the tippy top between Charlevoix borderline on 131, heading down 131 into Mancelona, then across over towards Bel Air. It was amazing the people we ran into. When we were in Mancelona, pulled over the side of the road, I was making a phone call, and a gentleman pulled in with his pickup truck right in front of our Yukon and came up and engaged Vicky and talked and told us about a story that he had been living with a woman from Chicago, Illinois. She was born and raised in Chicago. He met her, brought her to Northern Michigan. She fell in love with Northern Michigan, and they lived together for a couple years before they decided to get married. And he explained to her that she did not want to vote in Michigan. She was a Democrat from Chicago, and he was slowly but surely working on her, convincing her to be a Republican, to be a conservative. He's raised his entire life in Mancelona. And he said she went and got her driver's license, and they asked her there, do you want to be registered to vote? No, absolutely do not want to be registered to vote. Do not register me. Ironically, 3 years later, she gets a voter registration card in her previous maiden name. Not her married name, her maiden name that she had 3 years ago when she applied for her driver's license. Now, who has been the Secretary of State for the last 3 years in the state of Michigan? Jocelyn Benson. And how was it that they knew that she was not registered to vote when she got her driver's license, when she was asked at the Secretary of State's office, do you want to register to vote? And she said, no, emphatically, no, I do not want to vote in this state. But yet she gets a voter registration card in her maiden name. He looked at Vicky and he said, how did that happen? Qualified voter files, people. Qualified voter files, which the Secretary of State has given access to these very liberal organizations, Get Out the Vote and a few others, giving them the password, the username and the password to log in to register people in our state of Michigan on our qualified voter files. You clerks listening? I don't care who you are, where you are. I don't care about any of that. You need to run for clerk in your township. You need to file before Tuesday. In your village, in your city, in your county, you need to run for county clerk like Vicky is, with this common, absolute, singular purpose of platform. I'm running to restore election integrity in my county, in my township. I will clean up the qualified voter files. I will get rid of dead people and people who no longer live here. And then I will go through the very arduous task of contacting every single person in the qualified voter file and ask them to contact my office to verify that they still live in our district, they still are voting, and they still want to be on the qualified voter file. I will have direct contact with every person in my jurisdiction. Now, what Vicky's planning on doing, we've talked about it, as a county clerk, she can reach out to her 15 townships and her 5 village clerks and say, guys, this is what I want you to do. This is what you must do as me being your duly elected county clerk. Forget about what Jocelyn Benson's going to tell you to do. She does not run our county. We do. And you're responsible as a township clerk, as a village clerk, as a city clerk, to do what I say because you turn your numbers into me. Your numbers do not go to Lansing. They come to me. I am the county clerk. And I want to know that these are votes from our citizens who live here, who are registered here, who are real people, who are alive and voting. We will hand count the ballots and compare them to the tabulator tapes at the end of each night. The 9 days of early voting, election night, absentees, all of them. They will be hand counted at the local jurisdictions. You see, statewide election, folks, you know what it really boils down to? Your township. It boils down to your village or your city. That's what it boils down to. And if out of the 1,240 townships that are in the state of Michigan, thank you, Sherry LaFay, for that research, 1,240 townships make up the state of Michigan. If you look at the local levels of our state, the UP, outside of certain pockets, perhaps Marquette, perhaps pockets of Chippewa County, Sault Ste. Marie, Lake Superior State University, Traverse City, Michigan. Without just a few exceptions, we are red. This goes on all the way down to M46, because we're the Hicks in the Sticks north of 46. It goes down the west coast of Lake Michigan, the shoreline of Lake Michigan, I should say. It goes all the way down Grand Rapids, pockets of it, Muskegon area. The Democrats do not control the majority of our listening area, pure and simple. That's why Democrats run as Republicans. That's why we're ending it. That's why you're going to recruit people this weekend to call me and talk to me about filing to be a county commissioner on Tuesday, preferably on Monday. We are not going to let these incumbents run unopposed. Sorry, not going to happen on our watch. Presque Isle County is getting ready for a tidal wave in their county commissioner's office. There's going to be a new county clerk. There's going to be a new chairman of the board. There's going to be new members. Congratulations and kudos to Presque Isle County, Michigan. We've got some people running in Emmett, Brett Gooding. We need more. Resort Township, we still need somebody. We have another township, I forget the name right at the top of my head. Bear Creek, is it? I don't remember. I've got so many counties and things in my brain right now, I'm going nuts. But I need your help. And I'm available when I get off this microphone in 31 minutes. I'm available for the rest of today, tomorrow, and Sunday to talk to you. I want to talk to you. I want to talk to your friends. If you can't do it, find me somebody else in your county, in your area, in your township to run for county commissioner. Have them give me a call. Last half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.